Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save big money at Menards.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, there was a haunted house across the street. Were the ghosts coming from across the street into a woman's house as well?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And yeah, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to call and share your real ghost stories with us. If you're wanting ad-free versions of the show, and you can just binge away on for days and hours and weeks and months and years, you've become a premium subscriber to us on Apple Podcasts. That's right there for you on the channel. Or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, it's that time of year. I went out and bought a bunch of new Halloween decorations.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was like a 10-foot skeleton.
Oh, Home Depot?
No, it was one of those blow up ones at all. It's actually one that just looks like a big skeleton.
Yeah.
And I've got like a side yard to my house that's shade, and there's a little gate and stuff. I'm going to make like a spooky cemetery in there.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah. I hate the blow up ones, but they do have a giant skeleton too. I was eyeing up the other day to put in our yard. I did not get it, but I ended up getting like three different doll, like little girl dolls that are creepy. And they're kind of placed around the house. One rips the head off of a teddy bear while singing a song. the other's like head like spins around and freaks you out really quick. One of them's like riding on a little like horse, like a rocking horse, and singing a song. Then there's a clown that welcomes you as you enter in. And I still have a few more to set up. I have a bartender that's a zombie that I haven't set up yet. And there's also a skeleton guy, like a Grim Reaper type character.
Oh, I love all that stuff. I was at an event over the weekend too. And I think the scariest thing I saw was there was a Jack in the Box, like a really old one.
Uh-huh.
That would just like for no reason pop out every once in a while.
Ew.
And it was like old school kind of thing. And I'm like, that thing can get away from me. I don't need to have that around.
I thought those were creepy when we were little. I mean, I've never liked a Jack in the Box. It's always been a scary, weird. The music is always a little kind of off on the inside. Yep. And it always sounds weird. And then the thing pops out at random. And then it starts whispering things to you at night. That's what I really didn't like about the
Jack in the Box. Tony.
Maybe that was just my Jack in the Box. But yeah, that's creepy. Yeah, we'll talk more about those experiences here in a little bit. 855-853-4802 is the phone number. Let's go to our caller. Hi, let's hear it.
Hey, guys. My name is Courtney. I found your show a few weeks ago, and I've just fell in love with it and having people call in and tell their ghost stories. So I decided, why not tell mine? I haven't really told a lot of people this because those who I have told have shunned me and have actually told me to never talk to them again. So here we go. When I was 6 years old, my family lived in quite an older house. And I just remember I could never sleep. And I kept telling my parents, you know, something's not right. I don't feel good. And for a six-year-old, my parents just thought, oh, that's kind of odd, but nothing really of it. Until one night, I told my parents, there's an old lady standing next to my bed. And they came into my room, and I vividly remember her standing to the left of me, looking down at me, smiling. And I wasn't scared. I was more curious. And I told my parents that she died in the house. She died in my bathroom. And we did some digging in the house, and it turns out that an old woman did live there, and she passed away. So we absolutely believe that's who it was. And upon finding this out, my dad decided to reveal that he himself had seen spirits growing up. So it's something that runs in our family. My grandmother has seen them. My great-grandfather has seen them. So this wasn't anything new, but where it starts to get kind of demonic is what really scared me. I used to be visited by someone called the Fireman, and my parents got nervous, and they took me to a church where they baptized me and told me I was dreaming, but not to worry anymore, and I was so upset that they didn't believe me. Because I was raised, you know, going to church and everything. And after that, I was like, they don't believe me. They think I'm dreaming. And I was actually being visited by the devil. And it's just something you can't really describe because it's just so, it's so terrifying that even to this day, I'm 22 now and I can't really talk about it. And, I told my parents I was visited by him quite frequently, and every time he got close to me, something white, like I couldn't see what it was, but it was this bright ball of white, would get closer to me, and then the fireman would move away. So we called one of our good friends, and he came over, and he said that that was spirit protecting me from a demonic entity, quite possibly the devil. And I just remember waking up one night and there just being these white glowing balls just flying around my room. And it was like there was a war going on. And I just remember getting up and running to my parents' room and screaming and crying. So we had the man come to our house and actually was quite nervous because he was kind of, he was able to sense it and he knew that it was a dark entity. So he purified the house, gave us holy water, told us to say the spiritual prayer before we went to sleep. And apparently they were in the talks that, you know, I had some bruising on me and they were worried that it could be like a possession trying to take place. So over the next few weeks, my parents monitored me. We set up cameras in my room, everything. And he never came back after we did the holy ceremony for the house. So I was very lucky for that. Just really strange to tell people. And I also had a Victorian couple. They were set back in the 1800s, maybe 1700s. They just looked very... very old but very proper, and they would follow me around, and I would tell my parents, and my parents would say, well, where are they? and I would tell them, and they would walk to that spot where I said that they were, and the people would walk away, like they didn't want my parents to get near them. And my parents said, well, maybe this is your family, you know, maybe this is your family from your other life, or maybe it's one of our ancestors. But I've had them watching me, I feel, my entire life. Even at 22, I live by myself now, and there are things that just that can't be explained. And since everything has happened, I'm very spiritual. I have a connection with cats now just because they're spiritual beings. And I have tons of other stories of, like, pictures flying across the room. But thank you so much for having this podcast. I don't know if you can use the story or not, but if you can, that'd be awesome. So if other people have had these experiences, they're not alone. So thank you. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Thoughts?
Sounds very terrifying. And I think the saddest part is when she started the story and said that the people that she's told have basically pushed her out of their lives. Mm-hmm. It's sad. But the truth of the matter is, and I think that's why a lot of people like your podcast, is because, like, they can actually tell their stories and not feel like somebody's going to judge them, mm-hmm. you know?
No.
Which is a very nice feeling to have when you're talking about this stuff.
Very, very much so. It's a safe place. And we don't judge anything. We even have movie reviews on this show, not too often, but we did get a chance to sit down with Satan himself to get a review for the new Exorcist movie. Are you ready for this?
Okay, all right.
I just got this here. You know, it's been a while since we last spoke. What's been occupying your time, Devil?
Well, among a lot of activities that I partake in, I recently decided to indulge in the new Exorcist film. I thought I'd be fitting to see how this generation chooses to depict me. That's
true. I would imagine that would be on your mind. Your thoughts on this representation?
Well, to put it succinctly, it felt a touch predictable. However, I did appreciate the story to modernize certain elements, the heavy reliance on CGI, though I felt kind of unnecessary to flourish. Some tales are just best left in their rawest form.
I can imagine your stance on possession. How is it different in the movie than its actual portrayal?
Well, precisely. The dramatics make for a real riveting film to watch. Possession's not always a spectacle, though. Levitating objects, transforming eyes. Sometimes the deepest possessions are quiet, internal shifts.
Oh, I didn't think about it that way.
Interesting,
Anything you found commendable in this film, Devil?
I got to concede, the sound engineering was executed with a certain finesse. The meddling of the chilling whispers, background chants, it exuded a certain nostalgia for the original while maintaining the freshness for the current audience. Also, the film's focus on the human psyche, their strengths, frailties, and the face of perceived evil remains an ever-engaging narrative.
Wow. Well, The Exorcist, in both its original and current forms, have always been debated for its underlying meanings. From your perspective, what is the message?
Well, beyond the layer of horror and thrill, both iterations of the movie aim to showcase the perpetual tug-of-war between light and dark, faith and skepticism, and optimism and cynicism. Well, the original was a mirror to the societal apprehensions of the era. This contemporary version attempts to resonate with today's audience, emphasizing not just the terror of domestic possession, but also the human resilience to confront and transcend their gravest fears.
Any changes you'd make?
I'd lean more towards the psychological intricacies, focusing on the complexities of the human mind rather than the overall supernatural. And perhaps a small appearance on my behalf. You know, it's high time I had a direct presence on screen, wouldn't you say?
I'll be sure to pass on that suggestion. It's certainly been enlightening to get a review from such a unique perspective.
Oh, always a pleasure to offer my insights. Remember, there's always more than meets the eye. Until our paths meet again.
There you go. The Devil on the new Exorcism movie. That's actually just a work of when she was talking in that story. For some reason, the Exorcist movie popped into my head. And I thought, I wonder what it would be like to do a review of the new Exorcist with the Devil himself. So I typed it into ChatGPT, and that's what it gave me.
Oh, AI. There's something good there about it. There's also something very scary about it.
It is very scary because it's like, is this, who's writing this right here? Anyway, thank you for sharing that story with us. We do greatly appreciate it. 855-853-4802. The phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Today, get access to all the bonus episodes and more. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moto Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prizes. And one lucky winner is going to take home 1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.